Yeah, the public inquiry is next Wednesday and the council meeting is the day after. So the council officers have been recommending a number of issues regarding our participation in the tram inquiry next week. And one of the main issues is Lord Hardy is requesting the council to reconstitute the TIE, the company that was responsible as the board for the tram project. And we feel in terms of resources and what the purpose of would be of reconstituting that company, which has no members on it, on the board, has no employees. And reconstituting that inquiry, company, we feel would not be in the best interest of the public purse, but in the best interest of the inquiry.
Because, of course, it will cost in excess of £2 million.
Yeah, that's the case. We estimate it could be up to £2 million to reconstitute the company, because you would have to reconstitute it legally, put board members on it, and then you would then have to give advice and legal advice for them then to participate in the inquiry. And, of course, the council is going to be one of the main bodies to be at the inquiry, and we've been cooperating with information and cooperating with Lord Hardy's inquiry to ensure that everything we can do can ensure that the inquiry is carried out efficiently and get all the information to Lord Hardy and his team.
All the previous members of TIE will still be then cross-examined anyway, so you think this is a kind of a needless request from Lord Hardy?
Yeah, as I understand it, Lord Hardy has got the powers to call witnesses and call people to the inquiry, so obviously there are people who were board members and employees of TIE can and will have to come to the inquiry and be able to be represented there. So we feel, well, what would be the purpose of reconstituting TIE, a large resource of money, public money, council taxpayers' money, for what purpose? We just don't believe is the right way forward.
Even though those people were in some way associated with the council, you won't be coughing up the money to legally represent them, though, will you?
What we will be doing is giving individual legal advice and support for employees of the council, ex-employees of the council, and councillors and ex-employees of the councillors, but not for TIE employees. But obviously, if you are a main witness at the inquiry, the public inquiry, then they can apply for support and help for their legal costs. So anyone can apply to the public inquiry, to Lord Hardy, for costs for them being legally represented at the inquiry.
And finally, how do you think Lord Hardy will take this news?
Well, I don't think, he's obviously requested it to the officers, and the officers went back and said that they didn't think this was the right way forward, didn't think it was the best use of resources of the council, and that's why the officers have come ask for our opinion, and all parties have been briefed on this, and the council wholeheartedly is supporting the officers' view on this, but I'm assuming since he has requested it, then he will not be happy with the outcome. But we have to take the best interest of the council taxpayers' funding, and also we just really genuinely cannot understand why reconstituting TIE would be in the best interest of council taxpayers' money, but also would be in the best interest of the public inquiry.
Surely you don't want to anger the man at the helm of the inquiry, though?
Absolutely not. And our officers and have been cooperating with him and the team, all the information we've been handing over, being making available. And we've spent quite a lot of resources already as a council. You know, people were supportive, the council was supportive of a public inquiry, but the public inquiry is the Scottish Government's public inquiry that Lord Hardy is leading, and we want to cooperate fully with him, but we also have to take into account whether we think this is the best interest of the public purse and also in the best interest in terms of reconstituting that body for what purpose.